And we're partying like it's 1996 here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight as the Kannapolis Cannonballers don their throwback uniforms tonight as the Piedmont Bullweevils facing off against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the third of six matchups this week between the two sides from the Carolina League South Division. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream, KCBallers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helote, bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers dropping two straight to this Fayetteville Woodpeckers squad, losing yesterday by a score of 2-1 in an Education Day matchup. Colson Montgomery picking up his second home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer in the first inning of yesterday's ball game. However, Woodpeckers coming back in the seventh and eighth innings with a run apiece. Ballers had an opportunity to come back in the bottom of the ninth inning, loading the bases with two outs for James Beard, who was 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, picking up strikeout number five in the matchup yesterday. As for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they'll look to break the two-game skid against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in tonight's ball game. Ballers rocking the red tops tonight. The three Bullweevils on at the front. White pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on top. Lefty on the bump for the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight is Tommy Summer, the lefty, 0-3 with a 3.48 ERA. First pitch of the evening is at 7:03 p.m. here on the East Coast to Jackson Hallmark. Swung on and fouled back for an 0-1 count now. Tommy Summer, the lefty, 6'4", 220-pound lefty from University of Indiana. He's a Hoosier. Pitch is outside. 1-1 is now your count on Jackson Hallmark. Tommy Summer on the bump, making his seventh start of the season, his fourth at home, and actually he's been having a good couple of outings as of late. He's lowered his ERA in each of his last four outings. Pitch outside will move now 2-1 on the Woodpeckers leadoff batter in Jackson Hallmark. He'll be followed by the right fielder Logan Cerny. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will follow here in this top half of the first. 2-1 outside will move now 3-1 on Jackson Hallmark. Rounding out the order for Fayetteville, four-hole man, the cleanup batter is Quincy Hamilton, the left fielder. 3-1, fastball upstairs, ball four on Jackson Hallmark. Leadoff walk here in this first inning for the Woodpeckers is now Logan Cerny. Right fielder will dig in for Joe Thon, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hamilton, the left fielder, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is Joey Loperfido, second baseman. Miguel Palma, catcher, bats sixth. Batting seventh, back in the lineup with the DH spot today, is Victor Mascai. Yuris Ramirez, third baseman, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is the first baseman, Freddie Guillamo. Logan Cerny delivers, gets the first pitch from a Tommy Summer in there for strike one. 0-1 is now your count. Runner on first is Jackson Hallmark, drawing a leadoff walk against Tommy Summer, the former Indiana Hoosier. Summer on the bump, sets, delivers the 0-1. Off-speed pitch in there, called strike two. Nice pitch by Tommy Summer, 74 miles an hour. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis and the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight. It'll be a Benjamin Bailey, James Beard, and Chase Krogman. As Cerny cuts on the 0-2, broken bat, grounder short. Colson Montgomery makes the play, fired over to second in time. He gets one out on the play. It'll be end up as a fielder's choice. The ground ball deep in the hole at short. Montgomery able to make the play and gets the lead runner in Jackson Hallmark. It's a 6-4 put out for out number one. So one on and one out for Leo's Danny Molina, the three-hole man. Infield will go as follows from left to right. It'll go West Kath, Colson Montgomery, Wilbur Sanchez, and DJ Gladney. Behind the plate is Victor Torres for the lefty, Tommy Summer. First pitch to Molina is low and away. We'll move 1-0 the count now on the Woodpeckers three-hole man. Logan Cerny, right fielder, is at first base with a good lead. Woodpeckers already with a couple of base runners as Tommy Summer will check on the runner at first. Not in time. We'll have to await the 1-0 delivery to the plate. Tommy Summer has faced off against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers twice already this year. 0-1 with 3.48 ERA in each of those matchups. 1-0 outside, now 2-0 the count on Leo's Danny Molina. Tommy Summer 0-for-1, 3.48 ERA in two starts against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 10 and a third innings, 13 punchouts, just four walks for Tommy Summer. He's allowed now five with the leadoff man Jackson Hallmark. 2-0 in there for a called strike one. 2-1 now the count on Leo's Danny Molina. Again, Ballers rocking the red Bullweevil tops tonight. It's throwback night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First time since 2019 the Bullweevils have returned to game action. 2-1 swung on and fouled straight back by Leo's Danny Molina. We'll move it now at 2-2. If you're watching the broadcast tonight, you catch the Bullweevil stops, or if you're listening on the free audio stream, kcballers.com, maybe the MILB First Pitch app on your smartphone. Appreciate you tuning in. Bullweevils making their long-awaited return to the diamond. 2-2 in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll move it now at 3-2. What is a bullweevil, you might be asking? Well, a bullweevil is actually a central Mexican beetle. It feeds on cotton buds and flowers mainly, as it actually was rampant in the area here during the times of the cotton mill, the mill here in Kannapolis back in the day. 3-2 in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. It'll be the second walk of the ball game already for Tommy Summer, as Leo's Danny Molina will take a free pass. Logan Cerny advances to second on the play. Now Quincy Hamilton, left fielder, will dig in. So back in the days of the cannon mills here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, the bullweevil was the heavily unloved enemy of all of the local mill workers feeding on cotton. And, of course, cotton is what you use to make the tapestries, the towels. That's why they call us Towel City here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Pitch outside to the cleanup batter, Quincy Hamilton, left fielder, is at the plate against Tommy Summer. Still no base knocks on the board for Fayetteville. Here in the top of the first inning, 1-out, 1-0 count. Summer takes a peek, delivers the pitch. Swung on, fouled back straight here to the press box. Atrium Health Ballpark will do it now at 1-1. Good crowd on hand. It's more than just throwback Thursday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's also Thirsty Thursday. All kinds of drink specials going on here at the park. 5-4-3-2-1. Blasting off to fun indeed. 1-1 fastball that blasts in there for strike two to Quincy Hamilton, former Wright State outfielder. Lo Perfido, former Duke Blue Devil, who had a home run in yesterday's ballgame, waits on deck. 2-1, 1-out. Tommy Summer on the bump will deliver the 1-2. Off speed and away. We'll move now 2-2 on Quincy Hamilton. In each and every single one of his starts, Tommy Summer has actually picked up at least six strikeouts in all six of his starts. He's been alternating the whole year. He started with six against Fayetteville, then he went seven down east, and he just flip-flops, 6-7, 6-7. 2-2, grounded over to second base. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires to second in time for the force out. That's all the Bullweevils will get on the play. It'll be a 4-6 putout. Four out number two, Leo's Danny Molina, is the victim of such a play. Quincy Hamilton reaches on a fielder's choice. Logan Cerny is over at third base. He advances on the fielder's choice as well. So now runners on the corners and two down for Joey Lo Perfido. Lo Perfido cuts on the first pitch and misses for strike one. 0-1 is now your count. Lo Perfido, former Duke Blue Devil, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania native. Again, had a home run in yesterday's ballgame that actually tied the ballgame. Very first batter that Angel Acevedo, who ended up getting the loss yesterday, faced off against in the Education Day matchup here at the ballpark. A little over 4,000 school kids all hanging out, enjoying a baseball game. 1-1 lifted high in the air into foul ground. Third baseman Wes Cath running over. He's going to run out of room. Ball lands about three rows in down the line in section 115. Lo Perfido will now have a 1-2 count, two outs, and a runner on the corners. Tommy Summer looking to avoid the early jam here in this top half of the first. Looking to keep a zero on the board. Runner going at first. Lo Perfido gets on the 1-2, lifts it high and foul. will do it again. Add one and two between Tommy Summer and Joey Loperfido. Again, Summer, a four-pitch mixed guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He actually lists Lance Lynn and Drew Storen as his biggest baseball influences growing up. Of course, Tommy Summer, an Indiana native. Lance Lynn and Drew Storen, two guys from Indiana as well. Played a big role. 1-2, swung on, grounded foul over by the Piedmont Bullweevil. Dug out down the first base line. Keeping it at 1-2 yet again. Good battle of the dish for Loperfido. Home run yesterday, 433 feet off the bat. Absolutely got all of that ball. Did Loperfido yesterday. 1-2, quick check on the runner, not in time. We'll have to await the 1-2 on the way. Fayetteville Woodpeckers, if you're not able to tune in on the MILB TV stream, gray tops, gray pants, all black caps with the Fayetteville Woodpecker on the front. 2-1-2, swung on, lifted in the air, high and deep into center field. James Beard, though, should be able to camp under it and make the grab. Indeed, he does for out number three. So crisis averted for the time being for Tommy Summer and the Piedmont Bullweevils, as we'll now head into the bottom of the first inning. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard will lead things off with the Piedmont Bullweevils here in this bottom half of the first inning. Swings on the first pitch from Fayetteville Woodpeckers starter Rhett Koba. Fouls it down the line down near the third base dugout. 0-1 now the count on James Beard, rocking a new jersey number tonight for the Piedmont Bullweevils. Number 18 for James Beard. 0-1 in there, 0-2 now the count. Rhett Koba working quickly on the bump, wasting no time. 0-2 fastball in there, called strike three. Just like that, before any fans could even sit back down from the inning break, James Beard down on strikes for out number one. That's now six straight at-bats with a strikeout for James Beard. Wes Kath, the third baseman, now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the first inning. Kannapolis Cannonballers, of course, rocking the Piedmont Bullweevils fit tonight. Pitch outside from Rhett Koba. 1-0, now your count. Koba making his first start of the year. Kath cuts on the 1-0, lifts it high into foul ground. It's a big league pop-up. Catcher in Miguel Palma will camp under and make the grab just like that. We have two quick outs here in this bottom of the first inning. Before I can even give you any info, any stories, any anything, this game is flying already. Colson Montgomery will now dig in, the Holland, Indiana native shortstop for the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight. Yeah, digging in. Beard, Kath, Montgomery. Colby Smelly, DH, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is D. DJ Gladney. First pitch into Colson Montgomery is a fastball in there called strike one. Chase Krogman, right fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Benjamin Bailey. Victor Torres, catcher, will bat eighth. 0-1 cut on the miss by Colson Montgomery. 0-2 is now your count. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, will round out the order for the Piedmont Bull Weevils and skipper Guillermo Quiroz. Rhett Koba on the bump, 0-2 on the way. Fastball just outside to Colson Montgomery. We're moving now 1-2. Rhett Koba, righty, born September the 3rd of 1999, 22 years of age. 12th round pick in the 2021 draft out of Dallas Baptist University. 1-2 inside, now 2-2 the count on Colson Montgomery. Dallas Baptist University, part of the Missouri Valley Conference, of course, a baseball powerhouse every single year in the NCAA. 2-2 lifted high and foul, hard down the line and left. It will land foul, though, over in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll move it now to a 2-2 count again. Montgomery at the plate, facing off against Rhett Koba. 2-2, swung on and tapped foul over by the on-deck circle. Colby Smelly, who is on deck, was heavily avoiding that, didn't want anything to do with that foul grounder from Colson Montgomery. Rhett Koba on the bump will deliver the 2-2. Fastball in there called strike three on a fastball, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning here for Rhett Koba and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the bump. We'll go to a quick break here. After one, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business for the third time this week here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Miguel Palma will lead things off here in the top of the second inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Tommy Summer back out on the bump for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. First pitch is swung and missed for strike one from Tommy Summer. Miguel Palma, Victor Mascai, and Yuris Ramirez in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Here in the top of the second, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch swung on and foul tipped by Miguel Palma. We'll move it now to an 0-2 count. Tommy Summer on the bump, able to escape a bit of a jam in that top of the first inning. 0-2 upstairs. We'll move it 1-2 now on Miguel Palma. Tommy Summer on the bump again, making his seventh appearance on the year. 1-2 is inside to Palma. We'll move it now even at 2-2. Seventh appearance of the year, fourth at home. Again, he's lowered his ERA in each of his last four outings, has Tommy Summer. Carmel, Indiana native, delivers a 2-2, swung on and lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 2-2. Miguel Palma, catcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, actually played first base yesterday in the lineup for the Peckers, as 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer picks up his first punch-out victim here in this top half of the second. It's Miguel Palma. Victor Mascai, DH, will now dig in to face off against Tommy Summer. Tommy Summer, an athlete by nature, actually. His father, Jurgen, played goalkeeper for quite a good amount of time. The University of Indiana is Tommy Summer's first pitch to Victor Mascai is fouled back. 0-1, now your count. His father, Jurgen, played goalkeeper at the University of Indiana, the Hoosiers. Tommy followed his footsteps to Indiana, to Bloomington. Became a Hoosier himself, started there for 3 years. 0-1 inside, 1-1, now your count on Victor Mascai. Tommy Summer, a born and bred Indiana boy. 1-1. Fastball outside corner, nice pitch on Victor Mascai. 1-2, now your count. Only Woodpecker's designated hitter, Yuris Ramirez. We'll follow in the order. He is on deck. Summer working quickly. 1-2. Off-speed pitch. Swung on and hit down the line in right field. That'll roll all the way to the wall. Chase Krogman in right field trying to play the ball as time is actually now called. Chase Krogman throws up his hands. It'll be a ground rule double for Victor Mascai as the ball actually landed out in that little pit area where the tarp resides, as I don't really like saying the word tarp on the air. It's all good. Nonetheless, we don't want to manifest the tarp. You never want that to actually happen. Nonetheless, it's a ground rule double for Victor Mascai here with one out in the top of the second. Now Yuris Ramirez will dig in with a runner in scoring position. Summer on the pump, no stranger to runners on base so far this ball game. Her first pitch swung on and missed on the curveball from Tommy Summer. 0-1 now to count on Yuris Ramirez. Ramirez last time out, 0-4, 3 strikeouts. So far this series, he's 0-7 with 4 strikeouts. Summer, 0-1. Fastball in the dirt, can't be corralled by Torres. It'll go down as a wild pitch on Tommy Summer, allowing Yuris Ramirez to advance on the play. 1-1, now your count. It does go down as a wild pitch. So now a runner on third and one out. It'll force the infield to shade in for the Piedmont Bullweevils here in this top half of the second inning. Tommy Summer on the bump, 1-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul by Ramirez over near section 101, where a young lad actually is able to make the grab over there. Nice play. We'll do now at 1-2. Summer wiggling the glove on the mound. Kicks to the right, throws to the left. Fastball outside. 2-2 now the count on Yuris Ramirez. 9-0 man in Freddie Guillamo. First baseman in the order for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It waits on deck. 2-2 on the way from Summer. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another punch out here in this top half of the second for Tommy Summer. He's got two swinging strikeouts here in this top half of the second inning. Runner still at third with two down for the nine-hole man and Freddie Guillamo. Freddie Guillamo, 5'11", 160-pound, 21-year-old from La Romana, Dominican Republic, an international free agent signee in 2019, is Freddie Guillamo. First pitch of the at-bat from Summer. Fastball inside corner for strike one. Guillamo kind of crowding the plate. Summer, nonetheless, is not fazed. He finds the inside corner. Guillamo batting just 121 on the year. Pitch is inside to Guillamo. We'll move now 1-1 as Tommy Summer on the bump. Again, looking to get out of a bit of a tight spot. Runner on third. It is two down, so the infield is playing back just in anticipation of a hard hit grounder. 1-1. Swung on, lifted in the air left field. Chasing after it is Benjamin Bailey. He's going to keep running, and it'll fall into the warning track area and bounce up into the left field berm. It'll be another ground rule double here in the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Freddie Guillamo with an RBI double here in this top half of the second gives Fayetteville the 1-0 lead here at Intramouth Ballpark. So Fayetteville strikes first here in this Thirsty Thursday, Throwback Thursday matchup. Back to the top of the order now with Jackson Hallmark. Two down, runner on second for Tommy Summer. First pitch of the at-bat, another off-speed pitch in there called strike one. 0-1 now your count on it. Jackson Hallmark. He had a walk back in the first inning. did Hallmark. Midland, Texas native, former Nebraska Cornhusker. 0-1, off-speed pitch in the dirt. Victor Torres can't find it. That'll allow the runner to advance on the play. It'll go down as a wild pitch for Tommy Summer. Now two wild pitches in the same inning for Tommy Summer. Jackson Hallmark, 1-1 count, two outs. Top of the second inning. Woodpeckers already jumping out to a 1-0 lead. Unable to get the lead to begin the game yesterday. However, they get the advantage today. 1-1, swung and a miss, 1-2. Now your count on Jackson Hallmark. Logan Cerny, right fielder, waiting on deck. Tommy Summer on the bump, looking to escape the jam again. 1-2. Fastball just missed outside. He was looking for that outside corner again with that sneaky fastball. Unable to find it. Count now goes even at 2-2. Summer delivers a 2-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer strikes out the side just with a little bit of extra fluff here in this top half of the second. Woodpeckers do get a 1-0 lead thanks to a couple of ground rule doubles from Victor Mascai and Freddie Guillamo. 1-0 your score. Here we'll head to the bottom of the second in Kannapolis. The Bull Weevils trail 1-0 on the Ballers Baseball Network. El Queso Grande. Colby Smelly leads things off here for the Piedmont Bull Weevils in the bottom half of the second inning. Rhett Koba back out for a second inning of action. Delivers the pitch in there called strike one on a Colby Smelly. Lead things off. DJ Gladney and Chase Krogman follow in the order. 0-1 tapped foul. Now 0-2 the count on Colby Smelly. The Big Cheese, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. Rhett Koba again making his first appearance of the year. Pitched some with Fayetteville back in 2021. 0-2. Lifted in the air to center field. Jackson Hallmark camps under it and makes the grab for out number one. And F8 in the book for Colby Smelly. DJ Gladney, first baseman, will now dig in. DJ Gladney rocking the red tops with Piedmont Bull Weevils tonight. Pitch outside, 1-0 the count now on DJ Gladney, I should say, from Rhett Koba. Pitcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. 1-0 now quickly 1-1 on Gladney. First batter of the ballgame for Rhett Koba, where he's not gotten a first pitch strike. 1-1 now, 1-2 the count on Gladney. Koba working excessively quickly here on the bump for Fayetteville. 1-2 lifted foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. I mean, Koba has not had a base runner yet tonight. That pitch clock does start from 14 seconds. I mean, he is going at easily 12 or 11 seconds. Tommy went 9 as the pitch is swung on and fouled back into the seating bowl. Heads up over there. It actually landed into section 105 area. The ball ended up hitting off of one of the stanchions of the light tower. 1-2 lifted in the air in a shallow right center field. Should be playable, though, as Logan Cerny calls off the center fielder Hallmark to make the grab for out number 2 with F9 in the book. The Piedmont Bullweevils still searching for their first base runner of the ball game. They'll see if they can get it from Chase Krogman here with 2 out in the bottom of the second inning. Krogman's first pitch from Rhett Koba is inside, ball 174, mile an hour off speed pitch. Rhett Koba, 4-year letterman at El Reno High School in Woodward, Oklahoma. Pitch inside, 1-1 now the count on a Chase Krogman, quickly now working 1-1, lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 1-2 on a Chase Krogman. 6 foot, 180 pound, 12th round selection in the 2021 draft. Started the year on the injured list with the High A Asheville Tourists, did Rhett Koba. Broke camp with Asheville, ended up on the injured list. Now he's down in Fayetteville so he can get some looks on the mound. 1-2, swung to this by Krogman. Strike 3 is in the books, and that's another 1-2-3 inning for Rhett Koba on the bump. We're through 2 here in Kannapolis. The Bullweevils still trail 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere. Plenty of baseball left here in Kannapolis. Logan Cerny, Leo's Danny Molina, and Quincy Hamilton due up here in this top half of the third inning. Tommy Summer back out for another inning of action for the Piedmont Bullweevils here. Top 3, Logan Cerny's first pitch from Tommy Summer is outside, ball 1. Summer back out on the bump. Woodpeckers lead the Bullweevils 1-0. 1-0 lifted high and foul. 1-1 is now your count on Logan Cerny. Right fielder in today's ball game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of Decatur, Georgia. Former Philadelphia Philly farmhand, now in the Houston Astros system. 1-1 fastball from Summer just outside. We'll move it now at 2-1 on Logan Cerny. Picked up a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Made it all the way to third. Couldn't quite score, though. 2-1 cut on and missed. Now 2-2 the count on Logan Cerny. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop awaiting on deck. Woodpeckers just 1 run on 2 hits so far in this ball game. Both of them coming via the ground rule double. 2-2 outside. We'll move now 3-2 on the Woodpeckers right fielder in Logan Cerny. Tommy Summer on the bump. 3-2 count. Nobody out. Delivery to the plate. Swung on and lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again now at 3-2. Not much wind in the air tonight. Couple of clouds in the sky, but it's really high and wispy clouds, if that makes any sense at all. 3-2 fastball outside. Ball four. Leadoff walk here in this third inning for Logan Cerny. Now one on, nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. Leo's Danny Molina drew a walk back in the first inning. Tommy Summer, so far tonight, just from the feel of things, as first pitch swung and missed by Molina. 0-1 is now your count. So far from the feel of things, two innings, he's allowed three walks. He's also picked up three strikeouts. Summer, so far, his vice tonight has been the walk. He's allowed already three through two-plus innings. 0-1 outside, 1-1 now your count on Leo's Danny Molina. Actually, Tommy Summer had a stretch from April 10th to April 23rd. Three starts. He had three walks in each ball game. Since then, total of three walks in his last three appearances. 1-1 lifted high and foul. 1-2 is now your count. Before tonight, Tommy Summer only drew a total of four walks from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a combined two starts, 10 1/3 innings. Summer on the bump. Cerny with a decent lead at first. 1-2 to the plate. Swung on, hit hard down the line in left field. Should be playable, though, for Benjamin Bailey. He does indeed make the grab for out number one. A hard flyout for Leo's Danny Molina. F7 in the book for out number one. Now Quincy Hamilton will dig in. Quincy Hamilton reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. He's got one on and one out. Really good lead at first for Logan Cerny. Bit of a twitchy runner over there. Cerny acting like he's a linebacker ready to make a tackle. First pitch lifted high and deep into left center field. Benjamin Bailey looks up and it's out of here. It's a two-run shot for Quincy Hamilton. Fayetteville Woodpeckers now all of a sudden have jumped out to a 3-0 lead here over the Piedmont Bullweevils here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quincy Hamilton, his sixth home run of the year. It's a two-run shot to give Fayetteville a 3-0 lead here on Thursday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. Logan Cerny scores on the play. He advanced on a walk. Again, Tommy Summer walks coming back to bite him. 380 feet off the bat of Quincy Hamilton, 98 on the exit velo. Lo Perfido will now dig in. First pitch from Tommy Summer, off speed pitch in there called strike one on Joey Lo Perfido. 380 feet off the bat into left center field, onto the left field berm from Quincy Hamilton. 0-1 check swing on it. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire tonight in Shea Graham. We'll do it now at 1-1. Tommy Summer wiggling the red glove on the bump. Delivers the 1-1. Swung on, lifted high and deep into the basically the same spot. Benjamin Bailey on the run makes the grab on the warning track for out number two. Nice play out there in left field by Benjamin Bailey. It's an F7 in the book for out number two. Two down and nobody on now for Miguel Palma. Again, it's a bit of a tough position to play out there in left field, especially when you're a guy like Benjamin Bailey. 6'4", 215 pounds. He's a big guy and freak of nature. First pitch lifted high and foul into the area of foul ground over near the Fayetteville bullpen. West Cath, third baseman, though, camps on it and makes the grab for out number three. So we're through 2.5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bullweevils still trail, though, by a score of 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Plenty of baseball left here in Kannapolis. Bottom third of the lineup due for the Piedmont Bullweevils here in the bottom of the third inning. 3-0 your score here as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead Piedmont by a total of 3-0. Benjamin Bailey digs in, swings on the first pitch from Rhett Koba. Fouls it back, 0-1 is now your count. Koba mowing through this lineup, and he's doing it rather quickly. Pitch is low and outside, 1-1. Now your count on Benjamin Bailey. Again, Rhett Koba, usually most of the guys we've seen on the mound this season so far for Kannapolis or for any visiting team, really not taking too much of a break in between the pitches, but Rhett Koba, 2 or 3 seconds is really all he needs. 2-1 from Bailey, lifted high and foul. 2-2 now your count on the left fielder for the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight. Again, he'll be followed by Victor Torres and Wilbur Sanchez. 2-2 count. Koba on the bump, delivers a pitch. Swung on, fouled back. We'll do it again now. Add it 2-2 on Benjamin Bailey. Back in the lineup. Again, he's returning from a bit of an injury. He appeared, back on Tuesday. 1-for-4 with an RBI, 2 strikeouts. Did not play in yesterday's matchup on Education Day as Bailey calls time at the plate. We'll do it now at 2-2. Bailey on the year batting 263, 5 RBIs. He also has a walk in that title. 2-2 count, nobody out. Koba on the bump, delivers the pitch. Swung on and tapped foul by Benjamin Bailey into the Fayetteville Woodpeckers dugout. We'll do it again at 2-2. Bailey wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. 2-2 from Koba. Hit hard over to third base. Make the play, though, is Ramirez. Fires it across the diamond in time. 4-1 here in this bottom of the third inning. It's a 5-3 ground out. 4-1. Victor Torres, catcher, will now dig in for the Piedmont Bullweevils. Victor Torres, just like Benjamin Bailey, returning from the injured list on Tuesday. Pitch in there called strike one on Victor Torres from Rhett Koba. 0-1 now your count. Koba delivers the 0-1, swung on, foul back. We'll do it again at 0-2 on Victor Torres. Played Tuesday night, went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Did not play yesterday. Back in the lineup tonight. 0-2 lifted in the air in a center field. Chasing after it is Jackson Hallmark. He'll slow down just before the warning track and make the grab for out number two. It's an F8 in the book for Victor Torres. So now Kannapolis has 8 up and 8 down. 9-hole man in Wilbur Sanchez. Second baseman will dig in. Rhett Koba working quickly, delivers the first pitch. Sanchez shows bunt, is able to pull it back, though. Pitch upstairs, ball one. Wilbur Sanchez, day off yesterday, back in the lineup. Played on Tuesday, is a hard hit grounder over to third. Making a diving stop is Yuris Ramirez. Fires over to first in time for out number three. So the ballers are 9 up, 9 down. Through 3 innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're through 3 here in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers lead 3-0 over the Piedmont Bullweevils on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back, folks. Tommy Summer back out on the bump for the Piedmont Bullweevils here at the top of the fourth inning. First pitch in there called strike one on Victor Mascai, Yuris Ramirez, and Freddie Guillamo will follow in the order for manager Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. 0-1, big swing and a miss by Victor Mascai, 0-2. Now you're counting in Tommy Summer back out for another inning of action. Through three innings, he's got three strikeouts. However, he's also allowed three runs on three hits. It's a lot of threes. Hey, three for Dale. All good. 0-2 lifted in the air to right center field. Chasing after it is Chase Krogman. He gets warning track wall, and it's out of here into the deepest part of the park in Triples Alley. Victor Mascai with a long, towering home run. Now it's 4-0 in favor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the Woodpeckers now jump out. Victor Mascai picks up his fifth home run of the season. He's now got a multi-hit game as well as two runs scored. Now Yuris Ramirez will dig in. Fastball outside from Ramirez. 1-0 now the count on the Woodpeckers' eight-hole man, third baseman. Deepest part of the park from Victor Mascai. 1-0 lifted high and foul. DJ Gladney chasing after it. Can't get there. 1-1 now your count. One count. Nobody out. Pitch in there called strike two. 1-2 now the count on Yuris Ramirez. Tommy Summer, four runs on four hits. Only three punchouts so far in this one. 1-2 off-speed pitch. Now 2-2 the count on Yuris Ramirez. Summer on the bump, wiggling the glove on the right arm. He's a lefty. 2-2 in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll move it now full on Yuris Ramirez. Ramirez, 3-2 from Summer. Fastball inside, ball four. Tommy Summer walks another batter here in this ball game. Not been the start that Tommy Summer has probably wanted out there on the bump. Nonetheless, runner on and nobody out yet for the nine-hole man in Guillamo. Guillamo doubled back in the second inning. Decent lead at first base for Yuris Ramirez. Summer doesn't even pay any mind as pitch swung on and fouled back. Ends up back into the seating bowl. Actually lands in the dugout suite where a couple of the Piedmont Bullweevil players all hanging out down there. 0-1 now the count on Guillamo. Ramirez, decent lead. Summer on the bump, delivers the 0-1. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Played by Montgomery. Underhand to second for one. Fire to first in time. Double play. It's a 6-4-3 ground out for the Piedmont Bullweevils to get two outs here in this top half of the fourth inning. A much-needed momentum swing on defense for the Piedmont Bullweevils. Back to the top of the order now in Jackson Hallmark. It looks like there is an already an arm warming the pen for the Bullweevils. Looks like it's Garrett Shanley taking a couple of warm-up tosses out there for the Piedmont Bullweevils. First pitch to Jackson Hallmark. Fastball just outside. 1-0 now your count. Hallmark 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout and a walk back in the first inning. 1-0 fastball is inside. 2-0 now your count on Jackson Hallmark. Logan Cerny, right fielder, waiting on deck. Straightaway defensive setup for the ballers. 2-0 from Summer. Swung on, popped up high and deep into foul ground near the first baseline. DJ Gladney chasing after it. He's going to run out of room. Heads up over there as, oh, what a grab. Looks like a fan in section 104 makes the snag. Count now 2-1 on Jackson Hallmark. Nice play over there from a fan over in section 104. Everyone's okay. We're all good. 2-1 count, two outs. Tommy Summer on the bump, sitting at just shy of 80 pitches. Here's a 2-1. Hallmark cuts on it, lifts it high in the air, right field. Chase Krogman will have to drift backwards. He has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out, number three here in this top half of the fourth inning. But more damage done as the Woodpeckers get another run and from a solo shot from Victor Miskai. Bull Weevils with some work to do here, headed to the bottom of the fourth. Here they trail 4-0 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, rule number one of the press box is you can't bring up a certain appearance that's going on for certain amounts of pitching performances, as the first pitch to James Beard in there called strike one. However, the unmentionable is going on. Rhett Koba on the bump. He's seen nine batters and retired them all here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Still a 4-0 lead for Fayetteville as James Beard cuts on the 1-1, now 1-2 the count. Beard back in the first inning, struck out looking. Rhett Koba working quickly on the bump. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. James Beard down on strikes for the seventh time in a row now for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. Now Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in. One out, nobody on here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Rhett Koba wasting absolutely no time. He's taking a maximum of like 10 seconds in between batters. And about 2 seconds in between each pitch. It's pretty wild to see. First pitch in there off speed, 0-1 is now your count. Wes Kath calls time. Looks like he got something in his eye. Always makes me think back to the days of, I want to say it was like 2012, 2013, back in the St. Louis Cardinals days. Matt Holliday had a actual, like a butterfly, fly into his ear completely. He had to be pulled from the game. That was absolutely wild. Pitch is in there called strike two. 0-2 is now your count on Wes Kath. 0-2 from Koba. Off speed inside. We'll move now 1-2 on Kath. Colson Montgomery, shortstop, awaits on deck. He's on a tear at the plate. Four straight games with multi-hit appearances. Kath fouls the 1-2 straight back. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Wes Kath on a bit of a streak of his own. At the plate, the Scottsdale, Arizona native, sitting at a current 14-game reach base streak. 1-2, swung on, blooped into the gap in right center, and a perfecto is no more. Wes Kath with a base knock here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bull Weevils have their first base runner, and who else than Wes Kath? He's now reached in 15 straight games as the number six prospect in the White Sox system. Now that'll bring in Colson Montgomery. Dig in with one on and one out. Wes Kath didn't quite get the start to the season that he probably wanted, but since about 3 weeks ago. Man, this guy has absolutely started to tear it up here in the Carolina League. Montgomery, first pitch from Koba. Fastball inside. We'll move it to a 1-0 count now on Colson Montgomery. Kath at first base, taking a decent lead. Montgomery wiggling the bat over his left shoulder. Koba off speed pitch on the 1-1 is outside. We move it now to 2-0, 1-0, now 2-0 on Montgomery. Number one prospect in the White Sox organization. Again, as mentioned, he's got four straight games with multi-hit games. It's a lot of hits. 2-0 fastball up and in. Move it now 3-0. Montgomery currently on a five-game reach base streak. Of course, Wes Kath, Mr. On Base himself, is over there at first base. He's now at 15 straight. 3-0 count. Koba delivers the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and foul. We'll do it now at 3-1 on Colson. Colby Smelio, Queso Grande, waiting on deck. 3-1 count, one out. Bull Weevils trail 4-0 here on Throwback Thursday. Atrium Health Ballpark, Thirsty Thursday as well. 3-1 from Koba. Fastball inside corner for strike two. Colson kicking the barrel of the bat in disgust. The count runs full now. Montgomery, the red batting gloves matching the red jerseys tonight for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. Boys look good down there in the red tops. Koba takes a deep breath on the bump, delivers the 3-2. Fastball well inside, ball four. Colson Montgomery draws a free pass. Now six straight games he's reached base. Now two on for Colby Smelly. Time called now. Looks like Joe Thon, manager for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like that's the end of the day for Rhett Koba. What a performance from Koba. He goes 3 1/3 innings, allows one hit, picks up a couple of punch outs along the way. Rhett Koba takes a perfecto into the third inning. He goes past the third inning, I should say. 3 1/3 perfect innings, and then a base hit and a walk, and his night is done. New arm on the mound. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with all the details on the new arm for Fayetteville here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'3", 175-pound righty from Maracay, Venezuela. It's Fabricio Reyna. First pitch by Reyna to Colby Smelly. Swung on and fouled down the line. We'll do it now at 0-1. Colby Smelly 0-1 on the day with a flyout. Back in the second inning. Day is done for Rhett Koba. What a performance from Koba in his first game of 2022. 0-1 swung on, hit up the middle by Smelly over there. The second baseman, Lo Perfido, makes a sliding grab, pitches to second for one, fired to first, not in time. The runner is now on the corners for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. Wes Kath at third safely. Colson Montgomery is put out on a 4-6 flip play for out at number two. Colby Smelly reaches base on a fielder's choice. So now runners on the corners and a two down for DJ Gladney. Fabricio Reyna, again, 6'3", 175 pounds. He's currently on a six-inning scoreless streak, 22 years of age. last time out against Kannapolis. He's actually pitched two games already against Kannapolis, inning in two thirds, five hits, six runs, two walks, one strikeout. Gladney cuts on the first pitch and misses, and it will go down as a passed ball, though, allowing the runner to advance to second on the play. Goby Smelly is now at second. He's now two in scoring position. One swing of the bat for DJ Gladney. Could make it a one-run ball game. Actually, DJ Gladney quite enjoys facing off against Fabricio Reyna. Gladney hitting a grand slam on April the 9th against Fabricio Reyna in the fifth inning. 0-1 foul back, 0-2 now your count on Gladney. Fabricio Reyna has allowed grand slams in each of his first two appearances of the season. Actually got the win back on May the 13th against the Carolina Mudcats in 3 1/3 innings of no-hit baseball. One walk and five strikeouts. Gladney lines the 0-2 diving play, though, by the shortstop Molina. It's caught for out number three. So the ballers get some base runners. However, they can't get anything else here in the bottom of the fourth inning as we're now through four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bull Weevil still trail 4-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. It's the former Cincinnati Bearcat, Garrett Shanley. First pitch of his outing here in the top of the fifth inning is low and in the dirt, picked out by Torres for a ball one. Garrett Shanley, 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old, free agent signee in 2021 out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've got two Hoosiers on the bump for the Piedmont Bull Weevils here in this Thirsty Thursday matchup. Second is for an arm used by Guillermo Quiroz. The Bull Weevils in it tonight's matchup is Garrett Shanley. Again, former Cincinnati Bearcat. One of the better relievers out of the pen for John Eli, Guillermo Quiroz, and the rest of the Bull Weevils. Shanley, 3-1 with a 1.80 ERA. Five-pitch mix guy. He's got a lot to his arsenal. 1-0 now, 1-1 the count on Logan Cerny. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and a circle changeup for Garrett Shanley. Making his 11th appearance of the year is number 11, Garrett Shanley. 1-1 fastball in there called a strike two on Logan Cerny. Cerny 0-for-1 day with a fielder's choice back in the first inning. He'll be followed in the order by Leo's Danny Molina and Quincy Hamilton. 1-2, pitch in the dirt, and it's just misses Logan Cerny's feet. We'll do it again at 2-2. Cerny had to play a little bit of dodgeball there to avoid the errant off-speed pitch from Garrett Shanley. Shanley actually hasn't pitched in just less than a week. Back on May 13th against the Fred Nats, 3 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts from the former Bearcat southpaw. 2-2 fastball outside. Now count runs full on Logan Cerny. Shanley so far, really fantastic start of the year. 21 innings, 25 punchouts. Opponents batting just 132 against Garrett Shanley. On the bump, kicks to the right, throws to the left for the 3-2. Swung on by Cerny, grounded over to short. Colson Montgomery with a stabbing play over there. Fired over to first in time. 4 out, number one, Colson Montgomery. It's a game of baseball, not a game of, it's not a sword fight. You can't stab somebody like that. All good. Nice play by Colson Montgomery. 6-3 ground out. 4 out, number one here in the fifth inning. Leo's Danny Molina will now dig in. He is 0-for-1 on the day. Shanley working with pace, delivers the first pitch. It's swung on, lifted high, and fouled down over your gate one area. 0-1 now the count. Looks like there is an arm warming in the pen again for Fayetteville. Shanley on the bump. Second different arm used for Piedmont tonight. Again, starter Tommy Summer. We can close the book on him. There's a lot of fours in his line. 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned, 4 walks, and 3 punchouts. ERA bumps up to a 4.11. It's the first time in 4 starts where he has seen his ERA elevated. As time called, one of the balls from the bullpen where Fayetteville is warming up got loose and ended up behind home plate. 0-1 your count on Leo's Danny Molina. Walked back in the first inning and a flyout in the third. Of course, other action going on as well tonight in the Carolina League on a beautiful Thursday evening. 0-1 from Shanley. Swung on by Molina. Grounded. It gets through the wickets of West Cath, the third baseman, into left field for a E5, allowing Molina. Now the throw goes wild. Throw in a second. They nail him at second. It's going to go down as an E5, allowing him to reach first base safely. And then he's put out at second. Still awaiting the official scorer's call here, as it is an E5. And then they're awaiting the play. It looks like it was a 3. Looks like it was a 3-6, maybe. We'll take a look at the replay and get you the details in just a moment. However, there is now 2 down in the inning. Clutch play by the Ballers defense, despite the ball through the wickets of West Cath over at the hot corner. Benjamin Bailey tosses the ball in. It got partially loose over there by the first baseman Gladney, where the Ballers were able to corral it and make the play. Pitch in there, 1-0 the count now on Quincy Hamilton, the third batter in the order now in this half inning for the Woodpeckers. 1-0 from Shanley. Fastball outside, 2-0 now your count on Quincy Hamilton. Weird sequence of events there, but nonetheless, crisis averted, as it is an error on the board for the Piedmont Bull Weevils in this one. 2-0 from Shanley. Swung on, grounded over to first base. DJ Gladney makes a play. Fires over to Garrett Shanley at first, covering, and they got him. 3-1 ground out. And DJ Gladney with a nice defensive play. Garrett Shanley, nice hustle. That's why you do PFPs in spring training. All those repetitive PFP drills finally pay off for Garrett Shanley. Take a quick break. Be right back here. Bottom of the fifth, headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Chase Krogman will lead things off here for the Piedmont Boll Weevils in the bottom half of the fifth inning, still trailing 4-0 for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on a beautiful Thursday night in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Pitch up and in on a Krogman. 1-0 now the count on the Boll Weevil right fielder. Batista on the bump delivers the 1-0, lifted high and foul. We'll do it now at 1-1. It is a new arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is Edinson Batista, 6'2", 185-pound righty from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Batista delivers the 1-1, swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Reyna only able to make it through just a short period of time, as now Batista has entered the ballgame for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-2 count on Krogman. Time called at the plate. We'll do a little bit of waiting here before the next pitch. Batista on the bump. 1-2. Swing and a miss by Krogman in the dirt. Picked out by Palma. He'll have to throw to first in time to confirm the out. It does indeed. It's a K2-3 in the book for Chase Krogman. He's now 0-2. On the night with two strikeouts. Benjamin Bailey now will dig in at a 5-3 ground out back in the third inning. Benjamin Bailey grounded out in the third inning to the third baseman in Yuris Ramirez. Again, Batista on the bump. Third different pitcher used by Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is outside, 1-0 now the count on Bailey. Edinson Batista from Santiago, Dominican Republic, born on May the 19th. It's actually his birthday today. Happy birthday to Batista. Pitch is swung on, lifted high and foul. Bailey now with a 1-1 count. It's actually his birthday today. Turns 20 years of age, does Edinson Batista. Happy birthday. Here's your pitch. 1-1, grounded over to second base. Loperfido scoops it, makes the play, fires over to first in time for out number two. It's a 4-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey. Now 0-2 on the day. Victor Torres, catcher, will now dig in. Victor Torres, 0-1 on the day, flew out back in the third inning. Flew out to center field in a high, hard hit fly ball. Off-speed pitch for ball one outside. 1-0 now your count on Victor Torres. Batista taking his time, delivers the 1-0. Torres puts a charge into this one into left center field, but it will be in the ballpark and playable for left fielder Quincy Hamilton. Four out number three. So a 1-2-3 inning for Batista on the bump. Woodpeckers still lead 4-0 here over the Piedmont Boll Weevils on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back in just a moment. Thank you. Garrett Shanley back out for another inning of action for the Piedmont Bullweevils here in the top half of the sixth inning. Joey Loperfido will lead things off the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is outside in the dirt, gets behind home plate. 1-0 now your count on Joey Loperfido. Woodpeckers lead this one by a score of 4-0. Again, picking up a couple of runs in the second, third, and fourth. Loperfido puts a charge into the 1-0, hits it up the middle into center field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Loperfido. He's now 1-for-3 on the day here. Leadoff hit in the top half of the sixth. One on, nobody out for Miguel Palma. Miguel Palma, 0-for-2 day at the plate so far for the Woodpeckers catcher. Garrett Shanley, again, his second inning of action. He's out there on the bump. First pitch to the plate is an off-speed pitch. Well inside, almost hits the feet of Miguel Palma. We'll do it now at 1-0. Shanley entering tonight's matchup. Again, 21 innings, just 8 hits, 25 strikeouts. And at 12 walks, Shanley one of the better arms out of the pen for the Piedmont Bullweevils all year. 1-0 to the plate. Fastball is low. We'll move it now at 2-0 on Miguel Palma. Batting just a cool 191 at the moment is Miguel Palma. Decent lead at first for Joey Loperfido. Shanley on the bump. Takes the signs. We'll take a peek at the runner and deliver the 2-0. Fastball inside, can't find the strike zone at the moment. We'll move now at 3-0. Couple other games going on in the Carolina League. Mudcats lead the Wood Ducks 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth out at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Charleston leading 5-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets in the bottom of the fifth over there. 3-0 fastball outside, ball four. Garrett Shanley picks up a single and a walk so far from the Woodpeckers here in this top half of the sixth. Now 2-1. Nobody out. Mound visit is called, and Victor Mascott will now dig in. He's already got a home run in tonight's ball game. Charleston leading 5-1 over Augusta. Salem leading 4-3 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. 4-3 your score. Salem Red Sox over Lynchburg. Delmarva over Fredericksburg in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-2. Myrtle Beach beating the Columbia Fireflies 5-0 on the road. At the bottom of the fifth down at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Mascai on the bump. First pitch is in there called strike one. 0-1 now your count on Victor Mascai. Two on, nobody out. Shanley on the bump looking to avoid a bit more of a skid. 0-1 on the way. Swung and a miss by Mascai. Nice off-speed pitch from Shanley. 0-2. There's that curveball. One of his five pitches. Out on the bump for the former Cincinnati Bearcat. Appeared twice in the road trip out to Fayetteville, did Garrett Shanley. 0-2 on the way to the plate. Swung on, tapped, foul by Mascai on a desperation swing. We'll do it now at 0-2 yet again. Pitched on opening night, did Garrett Shanley. Three innings, one hit, one run, no walks, two strikeouts. Two outings, though, against Fayetteville. 2 2/3 innings, four hits, two runs, one walk, eight punchouts. 0-2 picks up another one here. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Victor Mascott down on strikes for out number one here in this top half of the sixth inning. That'll now bring up the eight-hole man in Yuris Ramirez. Ramirez, a couple of nice defensive plays over the hot corner tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch, the at-bat from Shanley. Fastball low and in the dirt picked out by Victor Torres. Move it now at 1-0. Great crowd on hand for throwback night here at the ballpark. Bullweevils night, as well as our usual 5-4-3-2-1 drink specials here at the park. 1-0 from Shanley. Swung on, fouled back. 1-1 now your count on Yuris Ramirez. Again, Garrett Shanley, just the second arm used in this ballgame at the moment for Guillermo Quiroz and the Piedmont Bullweevils. Tommy Summer, starter for Kannapolis, couldn't quite put it together. Shanley on the bump, takes a peek at second. Delivers the 1-1 to the plate. Check swing, he did not go around. According to our infield umpire in Shea Graham, we'll move it now 2-1. On it, Yuris Ramirez. Guillamo, first baseman awaiting on deck. Top half of the sixth, Woodpeckers lead 4-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hometown Bullweevils, still just one hit on the board. 2-1 from Shanley. Swung on, grounded weakly over to third. Lands foul, though, out of the reach of West Cath. We'll do it now at 2-1. Two count, one out. Delivery from Shanley. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Garrett Shanley picks up strikeout number 2 on the night. It's Yuris Ramirez down looking at a strike 3 now. Two straight strikeouts for Shanley. That'll bring up the 9-hole man in Freddie Guillamo. Guillamo, the double back in the second inning. It was ground rule variety. First pitch, foul tipped into the mitt of Victor Torres. We'll move it now 0-1. Grounded into a double play, though, in the fourth inning. Did Guillamo. Out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, 21 years of age. International free agent signee in 2019. Shanley on the bump, 0-1. Swung on, fouled back. We'll do it again now. At 0-2 on Guillamo. Top of the order in Jackson Hallmark awaiting on deck here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this top of the sixth inning. 0-2 count, two out. Shanley looking to get one more strike to get out of a bit of a jam. 2-1, 0-2 on the way. Off-speed pitch just outside. Victor Torres thought that was strike 3, however, it was outside. We'll move it now at 1-2. Shanley not wasting too much time. He'll set, take a peek at second, deliver the 1-2. Off speed, swing and a miss. At the plate, he struck him out. Garrett Shanley picks up 3 straight strikeouts. After a single and a walk, he strikes out the side. Now it's T-shirt time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Bullweevils still trail 4-0. Here in this ballgame, bottom six headed your way here in just a moment. Nine-hole man and Wilbur Sanchez do up here in this bottom half of the sixth inning. The Boll Weevils still trail 4-0 to the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch is outside, ball one to Wilbur Sanchez. Will be followed by James Beard and Wes Kath in the lineup here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Batista back out on the bump, delivers the 1-0. Sanchez cuts on it, lifts it high in the air into shallow left field. Chasing after it is the shortstop Molina. He's going to come all the way into a decent parts of left field and make the grab. It's a very deep P6 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. Looks like Quincy Hamilton actually lost the ball out there in left field. He probably would have been able to come in and make the grab. However, Batista gets saved by his shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina. We'll bring up now the top of the order in it, James Beard. Beard in the slump of all slumps at the moment in his last seven at-bats, 0-for-7 with seven strikeouts. First pitch outside, 1-0, now your count on it, James Beard. Wes Kath behind him, he's on deck, 1-0. Fastball low, now 2-0 the count on it, James Beard. Again, one of the fastest guys in the Chicago White Sox organization, but he's been having trouble finding his way on base. If he can find his way on base here, would certainly help matters here for the Piedmont Boll Weevils. 2-0, swung and a miss. We'll move it now to 2-1 on James Beard. Batista, 2-1, swung and a miss. Now 2-2 the count on James Beard. Wes Kath, third baseman on deck. Boll Weevils still trail 4-0 here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Looking to avoid dropping three straight here to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Time called now by James Beard. We'll move it now to 2-2. Batista, birthday boy, 2-2 count on the way. Off-speed pitch, bottom part of the zone, got him looking, and oh my, James Beard, 0-for-8 with 8 strikeouts in his last two games so far. Man, it's got to be frustrating. Nonetheless, Wes Kath will now dig in with two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. James Beard, 3 Ks to his name tonight so far. He had a 5 in yesterday's matchup. Now Wes Kath will dig in. He's got the only hit of the ball game so far for the Boll Weevils. Pitch is inside, 1-0. Now your count on Wes Kath. Kath extending his on-base streak to 15 total games. 2-0 inside, now 3-0 the count on Wes Kath. 2-0. Looked at the wrong number. Looking at all the wrong numbers tonight. I don't know what it is. 2-0 from Batista inside. Now it's 3-0. I promise, I'm watching the game. I'm also reading some stats because I got to give you all some information. Wes Kath played in third base in every appearance. This is his 30th start at third base here on the year. 3-0. Swung on, hit hard over to first base. Making a leaping effort is Guillamo. He can't make the grab, and he's not going to be able to make it in time. It'll go down as a base hit. For Wes Kath, he's got a multi-hit game here in this one. He's got both of the hits for the Piedmont Boll Weevils tonight. He is 2-for-3 on of the evening. That'll now bring in Colson Montgomery. Colson Montgomery, Holland Hammer, as they call him around here. Holland Indiana native, 101 exit velo on that line drive from Wes Kath. Again, a hard play for Guillamo to make over there, making a leaping effort. Just popped out of the glove. Pitch is inside, 1-0 now the count on a Colson Montgomery. Holland Hammer so far tonight, 0-for-1. He drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Four straight games of multi-hit appearances as Montgomery cuts on the 1-0, fouls it down the line. Move it now at 1-1. Montgomery, 6'4", 205-pound shortstop, Holland, Indiana. Again, a three-sport athlete in high school. Basketball was his actually main sport. Wasn't even really a baseball guy. He was a basketball guy. Apparently, he's pretty good in the hardwood. I still have yet to play him. I probably won't play him because I don't want to get obliterated. 1-1 count, two outs. Delivery from Batista. Montgomery cuts on the pitch, fouls it over near the Boll Weevils dugout. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Time called now, and Palma will go out and chat with Batista. It'll be a quick mound visit for the Woodpeckers. Nonetheless, it will count as a mound visit. Still awaiting the delivery from Michael Corbett, our home plate umpire tonight. It's the first mound visit of the night for the Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2 count, two outs. Runner on first is West Cath. Decent lead over there. 1-2 on the way from Batista. Inside, off-speed pitch, got him looking. Colson Montgomery, not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, he will walk back to the dugout, kind of jawing at the home plate umpire, Michael Corbett. Not many fans of the call in red tops tonight. Nonetheless, we're through six here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Boll Weevils still trail 4-0 to the Woodpeckers here onto the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order due up here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the seventh, it's Jackson Hallmark stepping in to face off against Garrett Shanley. Pitch is inside, ball one now on Jackson Hallmark. Again, Shanley back out for another inning of action here in this seventh inning. Shanley in his third inning, of this appearance. 1-0 fouled back, now 1-1 count on Jackson Hallmark. He'll be followed by Logan Cerny. And Leo's Danny Molina in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hallmark tonight, he's 0-2 with a walk back in the first inning. 1-1 on the way from Shanley. Pitch outside now, 2-1 the count on Jackson Hallmark. 74-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Garrett Shanley. Still no arms warming in the pen. Shanley threw two innings. His longest outing of the year is three innings. Last time out against the Fred Nats. 2-1 foul back now even at 2-2. Logan Cerny, right fielder awaiting on deck for Philadelphia Philly farmhand. Now in the Houston Astros organization in their top 25 as well. Actually ranked at number 25 overall. 2-2 from Shanley. Fastball outside corner, ring him up. Got him looking. Garrett Shanley picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. It's Jackson Hallmark. Down looking like it's a view on the top of a mountain. Logan Cerny will now dig in. One out, nobody on base and one out. Logan Cerny, Decatur, Georgia native. Spent some time actually last year with the Clearwater Threshers in low A ball in the Phillies organization. Pitch is in there, called strike one now on Logan Cerny. Speaking of the Clearwater Threshers, down to the Florida State League. Looks like they're actually final down there. Pitch swung and missed by Cerny. 0-2 is now your count. All kinds of action going on down in Florida as well as here in the Carolina League. Busy night in baseball. 0-2. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking. That's now five straight strikeouts for Garrett Shanley. It's Logan Cerny going down on strikes, the second out here in the inning. Again, five straight strikeouts for Garrett Shanley. He is on a vibe out there. On the bump is now Leo's Danny Molina. Shortstop will dig in. First pitch is up and away to Molina. We'll do it now at 1-0. Molina on the night. Reached on an error in the fifth, flew out in the third, and walked in the first. Shanley, former Cincinnati Bearcat, 1-0. Swung on, lifted high, and foul down the line here. Over by Guest Services, heads up over there. 1-1, now your count. Imagine just chilling at Guest Services and maybe need a roster, you need some help on some directions or whatever, and all of a sudden a foul ball comes over there. Got to keep your eyes peeled here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 on the way from Shanley. Swung on and fouled off the catcher's mask. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Quincy Hamilton, left fielder, awaiting on deck for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this top of the seventh inning. Visiting Woodpeckers lead 4-0 over the Piedmont Bollweevils tonight. Ballers will be back in action tomorrow night. Brooks Gosswine will get the start for Kannapolis. Shea Berry will start for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-2 from Shanley, grounded up the middle, played by second baseman Wilbur Sanchez. Fires over to first. DJ Gladney can't make the scoop. It'll be an E4 on the play. E4 on the throw from Wilbur Sanchez. It's a tough play over there. He's moving to his right. However, he could have set his feet and thrown it over to first in time. We'll go now one on and two outs for Quincy Hamilton. So now Molina reaches base for the third time tonight. Hamilton will dig in. He's had quite the night of the plate himself. Pitch in there, called strike one. Hamilton, fielder's choice in the first, grounded out in the fifth, and then the highlight of his night, a home run. Back in the third inning, a two-run shot that gave Fayetteville an extended lead. 4-0 your score here in Kannapolis. Shanley delivers the 0-1. It's a fastball outside. Move even now at 1-1 on Quincy Hamilton. One count, two outs. Decent lead at first for Leo's Danny Molina. 1-1 from Shanley outside, 2-1. Now your count on it. Quincy Hamilton. 5'10", 190-pound lefty-lefty from Centerville, Ohio. 23 years of age from Wright State. Fifth round pick in 2021 is Quincy Hamilton. Lo Perfido awaiting on deck for Fayetteville. 2-1. Off-speed pitch in there, called strike two. A little low on that pitch. Nonetheless, called a strike by home plate umpire Michael Corbett. 2-2, now your count. Lead grows even larger at first base for Leo's Danny Molina. Ballers looking to escape the seventh inning unscathed. Have not allowed a run since the fourth. Shanley on the bump. 2-2. Off-speed pitch, lifted high and foul, heads up over there near gate one in the box office where Dana Shaw resides. Two count, two out, top seven. Piedmont Bollweevils trailing here 4-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Carolina League South Division. 2-2 from Shanley. Swung on, lifted high and fouling. We have to do another 2-2. Pitch number seven of the at-bat coming on the way for Quincy Hamilton. Feels like it's been more. However, a good battle here between Hamilton and Garrett Shanley. 2-2 on the way to the plate. Swung on and lifted foul down near the Wayne Brothers picnic area over near the Fayetteville bullpen. Down the left field line, we'll have to do another 2-2. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Loperfugo still waiting patiently on deck. Hamilton looking to battle his way on base. He's already reached base once tonight on a fielder's choice. However, a fielder's choice would not apply here as there are two outs in the inning. 2-2 count. Shanley, runner going on the 2-2. Off-speed pitch. Low for ball three. It will be a stolen base for Leo's Danny Molina. There wasn't even an effort to go over to second base on the play. Count will run full. I think Victor Torres just thought it was strike three, as did most of the Piedmont Bullweevil defense. Full count, two outs. Top of the seventh, Hamilton on base. 3-2. Outside, ball four. He draws a walk, does Quincy Hamilton. So now two on and two out for Joey Loperfido. John Eli is going to be out in chat with Garrett Shanley. Again, a tough at-bat there. Really a good at-bat by Quincy Hamilton. Going the distance, couple of 9 and 10 pitch at-bats here for Garrett Shanley. Unfortunately, just hasn't quite been his night with some of these tougher names, as now looks like we're going to have a arm starting to get loose out in the pen. Looks like that's Addison Coffey out warming in the pen, wearing number 39 tonight for the Piedmont Bullweevils. Again, a couple of our guys wearing different jersey numbers for the special evening tonight, wearing the Piedmont Bullweevil jerseys. It'll be Addison Coffey getting loose out in the pen. Garrett Shanley on the bump, though, for the time being. Loperfido, 1-for-3 on the night. Pitch is inside to Loperfido from Shanley. 1-0 now your count. Deep breath on the bump. Good leads at both bases for Fayetteville. 1-0 in the dirt. Victor Torres can't find it. It'll go down as a wild pitch for Garrett Shanley. The runners will advance on the play. Molina to third. And a second goes Quincy Hamilton. So now a 2-0 count, two outs. Both runners are in scoring position. Fayetteville already with a commanding 4-0 lead. The potential to add even more here in this top of the seventh inning. Coffey getting loose out there. Would be the third different arm used for the Piedmont Bullweevils tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Shanley sets on the bump, takes a deep breath, kicks to the right, throws to the left on the 2-0. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 2-1 now your count on Joey Loperfido. Shanley sets, 2-1 count, two out, delivery to the plate. Fastball right down Broadway, strike two. Nice pitch from Garrett Shanley. 2-2 now your count. Miguel Palma, catcher awaiting on deck. Shanley looking to avoid getting into more trouble here. 2-2. Fastball way up and in on Loperfido. Check swing is appealed to by the infield umpire in Shea Graham. However, it was not even close, and we'll have to do it again now at a full count offering on Joey Loperfido. Well, if you walk him here, you get Miguel Palma, who is 0-for-2 on the night. They strike out back in the second. Shanley, though, wants to end it here. 3-2. Swung on, grounded over to second base. Should be playable. It is by Wilbur Sanchez. Fires over to first in time. Four out at number three. So crisis averted. But the Woodpeckers do get a couple of base runners on here in this top of the seventh. Bottom seven headed your way. But first, we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, we got a nice little stretch in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Colby Smelly wasting no time. Swings the first pitch from Batista. Lifts it high in the night sky in center field where Hallmark makes the play. Four out number one here in this bottom of the seventh inning. It's an F8 for El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly. Now DJ Gladney will dig in 0-for-2 on the evening. DJ Gladney, fan favorite here in Kannapolis. You can actually get his jerseys in the Cannon City Supply Company down there on the first base side here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch outside, 1-0 now the count. So if you're a big DJ Gladney fan, you can get his jersey out there at the Cannon City Supply Company or online as well on the kcballers.com online store. Pitch in there called Strike One. Brent Sneed, our wonderful director of retail operations, is happy to help you out and get you all your favorite Cannon Ballers swag, even some Boll Weevil swag, too. We have some on sale tonight here. Pitch lifted high and foul, 1-2. Now your count. I got to go in there and grab some more gear from the Cannon City Supply Company. Got to get a couple of more things sold. 1-2, lifted over to third base. The third baseman in Ramirez is able to corral it, but he makes a bit of a lazy effort on the throw. It's kind of an in-between play here. Gladney does reach base safely. I'm going to lean a base hit there as we'll await the official call from our scorer and Jimmy Lewis, but I'm going to lean a base hit for the time being. Nonetheless, Gladney is at first. Chase Krogman inside, ball one, 1-0 now your count on a Krogman. Nonetheless, Gladney is still at first base. You only need to start with one base runner to get a rally going here, as the Boll Weevils definitely need a rally indeed. 1-0, fastball upstairs, now 2-0 the count on Chase Krogman. Looks like Edinson Batista slowly starting to lose some of that swagger he had going here earlier in his outing. Through two and a third innings at the moment, he's got three strikeouts. They will give Gladney a base hit on the play, so it does go down as a single. Runner going on the pitch. Pitch is inside to Krogman. Gladney slides in safely, goes down as a stolen base for DJ Gladney. He's now 2-for-2 in the stolen base category. Actually picked up a stolen base in yesterday's ball game. Two straight games of the stolen bag for DJ Gladney with some sneaky speed out there. 3-0 from Batista to Krogman. Fastball outside, ball four. And all of a sudden now, Boll Weevils find themselves with one out and two on for Benjamin Bailey. Bailey, 6-4 left fielder, 0-for-2 on the day with two groundouts. He did make a nice running grab out there in left center field to save a for sure extra base hit. Bailey wiggling the bat. First pitch from Batista. Off speed and they're called strike one. Right field bar tonight is packed. Oh my. It is Thirsty Thursday, so a great place to be is the right field bar, enjoying all the drink specials. 0-1 to the plate from Batista inside. 1-1 now your count on Benjamin Bailey. It is indeed a great place to be, the right field bar. Of course, all around the ballpark, you're able to get our 5-4-3-2-1 blast off to fun. Even on a Boll Weevils night, we got some throwback specials. 1-1 tapped foul by Benjamin Bailey, making a play over there. Is the third base coach, also the manager of your Kannapolis Cannonballers and Piedmont Boll Weevils, is Guillermo Quiroz. 6-year MLB catcher, won the World Series in 2014. The San Francisco Giants did. Guillermo Quiroz, 1-2. Swung on, hit down the line. It will land fair and roll all the way to the wall. Rounding third, headed home is DJ Gladney. Chase Krogman rounding third. He's going to try it, too. Headed to third is going to be Benjamin Bailey. Throw comes in, slide. Yuris Ramirez, a third baseman, can't make the play. And it's a two RBI triple for Benjamin Bailey. And all of a sudden, the Boll Weevils have now cut the lead in half here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good hustle on the base paths all around. Gladney with a nice play. Stole a bag earlier as well. He scores. Chase Krogman using the wheels over there. Legs out another run. So now 4-2 is your score. Benjamin Bailey with a 2-RBI triple here to give the Bull Weevils now just a 2-run deficit, as now Victor Torres will dig in with one on and one out. Not before John Kovalik, pitching coach, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, will out and chat with the Armin Edinson Batista. Victor Torres will now dig in. He's 0-2 on the night. Big play by Benjamin Bailey. Bring home two runs. A time when Piedmont really needed some run support. They find it from one of their younger guys on the roster, Benjamin Bailey, the 20-year-old left fielder. Batista delivers the first pitch. Torres cuts out and misses for strike one. 0-1 is now your count. Infield forced to play in with Torres at the plate. And a runner on third base and just one out. In case Victor Torres decides to lay down a bunt. Batista on the bump. 0-1 count. Delivery to the plate. Fastball outside. Picked out of the dirt by Miguel Palma. We'll move it now 1-1 on Victor Torres. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Infield playing in strongly for Fayetteville. 1-1 from Batista. Swung on by Torres and missed for strike two. Torres wanted to put that ball in play. However, couldn't quite find it. Now 1-2 count. Wilbur Sanchez does await on deck. La Chispa. The spark, as they call him. Almost guaranteed to see himself with an at-bat here. Torres lines this one into left field. That'll be another base hit, another run scored. Benjamin Bailey can mosey on in from third base. It's another run scored. Victor Torres, RBI single. And now all of a sudden, Fayetteville's lead is now 1-4-3. Your score, Bull Weevils getting some runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. One on and one out. Now it's getting exciting here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Piedmont Bull Weevils stringing together some offense. Pitch outside, 1-0 at the count now on Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard, leadoff man, waiting on deck. Sanchez, so far in this one, he's 0-2, but La Chispa is called the spark for a reason. Pitch is swung on, fouled back. 1-1 is now your count. Sanchez grounded out in the third, popped out in the sixth. Batista on the bump, sitting at just under 50 pitches. Here's pitch number 44, off-speed pitch, well up and in on Sanchez. We'll move it now to a 2-1 count. Did not play yesterday, did Wilbur Sanchez. However, he did play Tuesday night. He went 0-2 with a walk, but he also produced two runs in the ballgame. 2-1 from Batista. Swung on. Tapped over to third base. Yuris Ramirez makes the play. Second for one. Fire to first is not in time. Wilbur Sanchez legs out a fielder's choice here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Torres is out on a 5-4 put out for out number two into the inning. Now Wilbur Sanchez is at first base. And back to the top of the order now in it, James Beard, who is in his last eight at-bats, 0-8 with eight strikeouts. Looks like there are no arms warming quite yet for Fayetteville. Runner going on the first pitch is not in time over at second base. Wilbur Sanchez, La Chispa, provides a spark indeed. Ball was outside of the plate, so now 1-0. Runner in scoring position. It's the tying run at second base in Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard now with a 1-0 count. Batista on the bump, losing his mojo. 1-0 to the plate. Swung and a miss by Beard. 1-1 now to count. One of the better swings I've seen from James Beard in quite a while. Despite no contact, swing had purpose to it. Sanchez, decent lead at second. Batista, 1-1. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? No, he did not, says Shea Graham, our infield umpire. We'll do it now at 2-1. Big spot here for James Beard of the Piedmont Bull Weevils here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trailing now just by one run. Wes Kath, third baseman, with a multi-hit day waiting on deck. Beard needs to find a way to get on base here. 2-1 from Batista. Fastball upstairs, now 3-1 the count on the chef, James Beard. Brookhaven, Mississippi native, fourth round pick in 2019 out of Mississippi. Big spot here for James Beard. Wilbur Sanchez is at second. He did swipe a bag. The two fastest guys in the lineup, Sanchez and Beard, are the main sources of offense at the moment. 3-1 fastball outside corner. Good take for strike two. Beard took that strike two, kind of nodded his head like, okay, that definitely was a strike. It's not a bad take, though. 3-2 count, two outs, big spot here. Runner going on the 3-2. Off-speed pitch up and inside. Ball four, James Beard has reached base for the first time in nine at-bats. It's the first time he has not striking out since Tuesday night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Back now to Wes Kath. Tying run is at third base. Go-ahead run is at first. Kath does have a multi-hit game already with two singles in the fourth and sixth. Sanchez does swipe third base on the play as well. Runners on the corners. Pitch to the plate from Batista, and looks like home plate umpire in Michael Corbett has issued a pitch clock violation, so it'll be 1-0 now on a Wes Kath. Batista now with a 1-0 count. Runner going at first base. Kath lines the 1-0 hard into the right field terrace. Foul ball, 1-1 now your count. Oh my, James Beard at first base was running on the pitch. I think he had the bag stolen before the ball had even made contact. The two fastest guys on the base paths for the Piedmont Bull Weevils here in this bottom of the seventh inning, and probably their best hitter at the moment, Wes Kath, with a two-hit ball game already. Tista with a 1-1. Off-speed pitch inside. 2-1 now the count on Wes Kath. Number one prospect in the White Sox system, Colston Montgomery, awaiting on deck. Here in this bottom of the seventh inning, Bull Weevils putting together a nice little comeback so far. 2-1 from Batista. Runner going at first. Kath cuts on it, lifts it high and foul. And we'll do it again now at 2-2. Wes Kath. They're trying to do the hit and run, it looks like. They're trying to get the hit and run going. Mark Kath and James Beard. Beard is by far the fastest guy in the White Sox minor league system. 2-2 off-speed pitch inside. Count runs full now on Wes Kath. Big pitch coming from Edinson Batista, who has already seen his struggles so far in this bottom of the seventh inning. So far, he's at 2 2/3, four hits, three runs. 3-2 count, two outs, bottom seven. James Beard running on the pitch, 3-2. Swung on and foul tipped by Wes Kath. We'll have to do another one at 3-2. James Beard was running before the pitch was even remotely tossed. Not a bad idea, as if Beard can get a really good jump here and the ball is hit into play, it would be the winning run. 3-2. Swung on, foul back. We'll have to do another 3-2. Good battle here between Edinson Batista and Wes Kath. Three-two count, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. Go ahead, run at first. Tying run at third. Edinson Batista is on the bump for Fayetteville. West Cath a dish. 3-2 on the way. Off-speed pitch, ball four. Bases loaded for Colson Montgomery here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That would be now two straight walks for Edinson Batista. Bases are chucked full of boll weevils. It's a one-run ball game, and you have the number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization stepping to the plate. It's Colson Montgomery. You could cut the tension in this ballpark with a knife at the moment. Batista on the bump. Everybody on the top step of the dugout on both sides. Montgomery, first pitch from Batista, off-speed pitch in there called strike one. Batista on the bump, 0-1 count, two outs, bases loaded, delivery to the plate, swung on, lifted high in the air, right field, going back is the right fielder, Cerny, and it lands foul. Colson Montgomery almost with a grand slam, would have been his third homer of the year, and oh my. You could hear a pin drop in this place after that ball was called foul. Quickly count now, 0-2. Two outs, bottom seven. Montgomery at the plate. 0-2 from Batista. Swung on line, foul. We'll have to do another 0-2. Batista so far, 2 2/3 innings. He's got three strikeouts. However, this half inning, he's already allowed three singles. He's already tallied three walks as well. 0-2 count. Two outs, bottom seven. Delivery from Batista to the plate. Montgomery charges this one into right field. Looking back is Cerny on the run. Makes a leaping effort. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. Oh, my. What a grab by Logan Cerny. And the inning is complete. Logan Cerny actually being helped off out there by center fielder Jackson Hallmark. But it's not without a lot of offense for the Piedmont Boll Weevils here as they do pull within one run. 4-3 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, after a thrilling bottom of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark, we now send it to the top of the eighth inning. New arm on the bump for the Piedmont Bullweevils. It's Addison Coffey on the bump for the Piedmont Bullweevils here. Top eight, scores now 4-3. The Bullweevils put up three runs in the bottom half of the seventh. Palma will dig in for Fayetteville. Pitch now 0-1 the count. As Addison Coffey on the bump, the Albany, Indiana native. 6'2", 185-pound righty, 23 years of age. Palma cuts on the 0-1, lifts it high and foul. We'll do it again now at 0-2. Addison Coffey, the third different arm used by the Piedmont Bullweevils in this ballgame. 2-1 with a 7.20 ERA. 0-2, grounded over to shortstop. Colson Montgomery makes the play, fired over to first in time for out number one here in the eighth. Victor Mascai will now dig in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the eighth inning. Bullweevils do get three runs, though, on three hits in the bottom of the seventh inning, as long as a couple of walks from the righty Edinson Batista for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Coffey on the bump. It's going to be a fastball slider changeup guy. First pitch is outside. 1-0 now your count on Victor Mascai. Last time out for Addison Coffey. Actually picked up the save. One inning, one hit, nothing else. But he did pick up the save against the Fredericksburg Nationals back on May the 15th. 1-0 is inside now. 2-0 the count on Victor Mascai. Coffey much favors right-handed batting against lefties, though. Lefties batting 440 against Addison Coffey. 2-0 to the plate. Swung on, lifted in the air into center field. James Beard going to come in and make the grab. Four out, number two. It's an F8 in the book for James Beard. They'll now bring in Yuris Ramirez. As for Yuris Ramirez, couple of nice plays out in the field at the plate, though. 0-for-2 with a walk and two strikeouts. Coffey on the bump, just looking for a clean inning. Delivers the first pitch of the at-bat. Sword from Yuris Ramirez. Misses it for strike one. It's a baseball bat, not a sword. Good, sir. Yuris Ramirez, 0-1 count now. Nine-hole man in Freddie Guillamo waiting on a deck. Addison Coffey looking for just a clean inning here in this one. 0-1. Pitch outside. We'll move now 1-1 on Yuris Ramirez. Still a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 1-1 from Coffey. Fastball outside corner. Nice pitch. 1-2 is now your count. Addison Coffey, 12 strikeouts in 10 innings pitched. Opponents are batting 311. However, a lot of that dates back to two games back in late April against the Fred Nats. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Addison Coffey adding a little bit of cream and sugar to that one for strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Addison Coffey and the Piedmont Bullweevils here in the top of the eighth. Bottom eight, head your way here in just a moment. On the Ballers Baseball Network, new arm on the way for Fayetteville when we come back.
They're all about
New arm of the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6 foot, 370-pound righty from Guayuban, Dominican Republic. I definitely butchered that. My apologies. 24 years of age. Righty number 38 is Fraylin Garcia on the bump. First pitch in there called strike one from Fraylin Garcia to Colby Smelly, leadoff batter here in this bottom of the eighth inning for the Piedmont Bullweevils. DJ Gladney and Chase Krogman will follow in the lineup here in this eighth inning. First pitch grounded over to short neck. The play is Leo's Danny Molina. Fires over to first in time for out number one here of this bottom of the eighth inning. Colby Smelly out on a 6-3 ground out. That'll now bring up DJ Gladney. DJ Gladney, 1-for-3 on the night, and a single and a stolen bag back in the seventh. He also did have a run scored. Pitch is low and away from Garcia at 96 miles an hour. 1-0 now your count. Garcia did not pitch at all in the 2019 and 2020 seasons. Actually was signed as international free agent signee all the way back in 2016. Began 2021 with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Actually spent some time with the Asheville Tourists as well last year. 1-0 lifted high and foul. 1-1 now your count on a DJ Gladney. He's on a 10-inning scoreless streak is Fraylin Garcia. 1-1 to the plate. Swung on, lifted high in the air into left field. Chasing after it is Quincy Hamilton on the run. He'll make the grab. Four out number two. It'll go down as an F7 in the book. Four out number two. Chase Krogman, right fielder, now dig in. He's 0-for-2 with a walk back in the seventh inning. Close ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been a great one so far. Chase Krogman, again, 0-for-2 with a walk. However, could come up clutch here against Fraylin Garcia. He's able to find a way on base. First pitch at 95 on the radar gun. Swung and missed for strike one. 0-1 now your count on it. Chase Krogman. 19 innings pitched with the Asheville Tourists last year for Fraylin Garcia. 5.68 ERA, 22 walks, 19 strikeouts. 0-1 and third, unable to be corralled by Palma. We'll do it again now at 1-1. Krogman wiggling the bat over his left shoulder. Garcia 1-1. Fastball low and away. We'll do it again now at 2-1. Garcia notching the radar gun. 95-96 multiple times so far tonight. We'll see what else Garcia's got out there on the bump against Chase Krogman. 2-1 on the way. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Shea Graham. Not many fans of that call here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nonetheless, we'll do it again at 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers still need one run. They trail 4-3 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Time called by catcher Miguel Palma. Not sure what the disturbance is. Looks like there's a disturbance down in the dugout for Fayetteville. Nonetheless, we'll continue playing. Full count, two outs. Bottom eight. Chase Krogman on the way. Comes the pitch from Garcia. It's inside. Ball four. It'll be a two-out walk now as Garcia, hands on his hips, not quite sure where he went wrong there. Nonetheless, Krogman draws his second walk of the day. Now Benjamin Bailey will dig in, hit a big bases-clearing RBI triple back in the seventh inning. Bailey wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. First pitch from Garcia is outside. 1-0 now the count. Garcia with a good two quick outs here in this bottom of the eighth. All of a sudden now, he's issued about five balls in his last seven pitches, it feels like. Decent lead at first for Krogman, 1-0. Fastball outside. We'll move it now. 2-0 on Benjamin Bailey. Time called now. Looks like Miguel Palma is going to come chat with Freeland Garcia, as well as looks like first baseman Freddie Guillamo. Again, bottom eight. Boll Weevils need one more run. 2-0 count, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Boll Weevils looking to avoid the three-game losing skid here to the Woodpeckers. Victor Torres, catcher awaiting on deck. Again, 2-0 count, two outs, bottom eight. 2-0 on the way to the plate. Big swing and miss by Benjamin Bailey. We'll do it again now at 2-1. Decent lead for Krogman at first. 2-1 to the plate. Swung on, hit, and it's a liner into the gap in right center. That'll roll and be a base hit, maybe more. Rounding second, headed for third is Krogman. Headed for second is Benjamin Bailey, and it's a double here in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs. Krogman at third, Benjamin Bailey is at second. He's got a multi-hit game, and both are extra base hits for the left fielder in Benjamin Bailey. Now Victor Torres will dig in. He's got two on and two out here in this bottom of the eighth. One swing of the bat could give Piedmont both the tie and perhaps the lead. They trail by one run. Tying run at third. His name is Chase Krogman. Tying run at third. Go ahead, run at second. His name is Benjamin Bailey. Victor Torres at the plate. First pitch, strike one, 86 miles an hour. From Freeland Garcia. We'll do it now at 0-1. Wilbur Sanchez, La Chispa, waiting on deck. 0-1 count, two outs. Garcia kicks with the left, throws with the right, pitches in the dirt, skips by the catcher in Palma. Headed home is Krogman. He slides in, he's safe. Tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It goes down as a wild pitch on the play. It's now a tie ball game, and it looks like Miguel Palma is injured over there by the first base line. His athletic trainer and Eric Braun is going to go out and chat with Miguel Palma. We now have a tie ball game, ladies and gents. Tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chase Krogman scores on a wild pitch. It's now 4-4 your score. Here into this one. Oh my. This game has been absolutely bananas, as they say. Victor Torres is still at the plate. He'll have a 1-1 count. They are checking, though, on Miguel Palma. Looks like he is okay. Eric Braun, though, going to come back into the dugout. Looks like that will be that. Victor Torres will dig back in. We're back underway. 1-1 count, two outs. Freeland Garcia on the bump. 1-1 on the way. Swung and a miss by Torres. 1-2 now the count. That swing had intent. He wanted to put that pitch into one place, and that was the left field berm. Victor Torres just misses on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2 count, two outs. Delivery from Garcia. Swung and a miss by Torres for strike three. And out number three here in this bottom of the eighth inning. But the damage is done. Nonetheless, we have a tie ball game headed into the ninth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Boll Weevils and Woodpeckers going at it. Headed to the ninth here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. top of the ninth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Addison Coffee back out for another inning of action. Freddie Guillamo steps in, swings on the first pitch, pops it up in the infield. DJ Gladney camps under it and makes the grab just like that. One pitch, one out here in this top of the ninth inning. Freddie Guillamo pops out. It'll go down as a P3 in the book for out number one. Back to the top of the order now in Jackson Hallmark for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Again, tied 4-4. The Piedmont Bullweevils pulling back and getting three runs in the seventh, one in the eighth. Okay, we have a tie ball game, 4-4 here in this one. Addison Coffey, first pitch to Hallmark. Fastball in there called strike one on Jackson Hallmark. Midland, Texas native, 23 years of age, Nebraska Cornhusker. Non-drafted free agent signee in 2021. 0-1 from Coffey. Fastball low and away. We'll move it now 1-1. On Jackson Hallmark. Addison Coffey back out for another inning of action. He's only gone past 1 1/3 just once before tonight. He had two innings back on May the 12th against Fredericksburg. He went two innings, one hit, one run that was not earned, one walk and one strikeout. Pitch outside, 2-1 now the count on Jackson Hallmark. On the night for Hallmark, 0-3 with a walk back in the first inning. Logan Cerny, right fielder, waiting on deck. Coffey wiggling on the bump, 2-1. Off speed in there, called strike two. Nice pitch by Addison Coffey. 2-2 now your count. Jackson Hallmark struck out in the second, struck out in the third, in the seventh, I should say. In the fourth, he flew out and walked in the first. Coffey, 2-2, well up and in on the jawline of Jackson Hallmark. We'll do it again now at 3-2. Looks like Halen Green is warming up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a.k.a. the Piedmont Bullweevils, out in the bullpen in the right field area. 3-2 on the way from Coffey. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. We'll do it again at 3-2 on a Jackson Hallmark. Still plenty of fans holding out here at Atrium Health Ballpark, anticipating quite an ending here in this one. Coffey on the bump, 3-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Addison Coffey, a little cream and sugar on that one. That was an international delight, folks. Addison Coffey picks up another strikeout. It's Jackson Hallmark here in this top of the ninth inning. Now two down for Logan Cerny. Logan Cerny walked in the third, reached on a fielder's choice in the first, grounded out in the fifth, and struck out in the seventh. First pitch is outside, 1-0 now the count on Logan Cerny. 1-0 now the count. Coffey on the bump. He's got the show flow going, 1-0. Outside, 2-0 now the count. He's got the show flow, he's got the mustache back. He had shaved it off after a couple of rough outings back in mid-April against the Frednats. He had to change up the juju, as he says. However, it's back, and he's back in the show flow in the stash. 2-0. Outside, 3-0 now the count on Logan Cerny. Leo's Danny Molina waiting on deck. Here in this top of the ninth inning with a tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers looking to avoid going down 0-3 in the series. 3-0 fastball up and away. Ball four. Logan Cerny draws a two-out walk here in this top of the ninth inning. Back now to the shortstop. Leo's Danny Molina will dig in. He has yet to get his first base hit of the night. He is 0-3 with a walk tonight. Leo's Danny Molina digging in. Again, 0-3 with a walk back in the first inning. Pitch from Coffey up and away. 1-0 now the count. Time called. John Eli, pitching coach for the Piedmont Bullweevils, is going to dig in. Mound visit for John Eli. Just go down and settle down, Addison Coffey. He's pitched now five straight balls on the mound. Has Coffey. Fastball, changeup, slider. For the Albany, Indiana native, what a journey this young man has taken here to even just low A baseball. Again, a third round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox. Went to three different colleges, almost four, before being drafted by the Chicago White Sox. You can read all about it in the game day program for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Feel free to come on out and get one of yours here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 outside, now 2-0 the count on Leo's Danny Molina. Tried the off-speed pitch away on Molina. Count now at 2-0. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball at the plate is a strike. Throw in a second is not in time. Logan Cerny's going to swipe second base safely. It'll be now 2-1 with a runner at second base. It's Logan Cerny. Logan Cerny picks up his 11th stolen base on the year. He is now 11 for 13 on the year. 2-1 is in the dirt, picked out by Torres, and Cerny's going to swipe third base on the play. It'll go down as a wild pitch on Addison Coffey. So now Cerny on third base, 3-1 count, two outs now on Leo's Danny Molina. Molina at the dish, 3-1 count, Addison Coffey on the bump. Delivery to the plate, fastball getting the overpitch for strike two, 95 on the radar gun from Addison Coffey. Wabash Valley JUCO product, also attended San Jacinto JUCO down in Texas. Originally was an Arizona State Sun Devil as well, 3-2 count. On the way, here's the pitch, swung on liner over the third baseman, Wes Katz, head into left field. It's a base hit and an RBI. Logan Cerny scores on the play. Leo's Danny Molina with an RBI single here in this top of the ninth inning. And all of a sudden, Fayetteville has retaken the lead 5-4 here in this ballgame. Time called, and Guillermo Quiroz going to come out and chat. Looks like that'll be the end of the night for Addison Coffey. Looks like Halen Green will be the new arm on the way for Kannapolis, I should say. Quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Five-foot-11, 185-pound, 24-year-old, 20th-round pick in 2021 out of Lufkin, Texas, former TCU Horned Frog. It's the side-arming side-armer, Halen Green, 1-0 now the count on Quincy Hamilton, a side-winding southpaw, as I call him up here in the press box. Halen Green making another appearance on the bump for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a.k.a. the Piedmont Bullweevils. 1-0 in there, called strike one now, 1-1 the count on Quincy Hamilton. He's got a runner on first and two down here in this top of the ninth inning. The Ballers /Bullweevils will send it 9-1-2 due up. Runner going on the 1-1. Pitch outside. Throw to second is not in time. Leo's Danny Molina will get a stolen bag here in the top of the ninth inning. So now count goes 2-1. Runner on second base. Halen Green on the bump. Just needs one out here. Halen Green, 14 innings. He's 0-0 with a 2.57 ERA. 13 strikeouts, just 2 walks. Opponents batting 180 against Halen Green. Hamilton cuts on the 2-1, fouls it back. We'll do it again now at 2-2. Halen Green just one appearance against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers so far this year, back on April 28th. Two-thirds of an inning, he picked up one strikeout, absolutely nothing else. 2-2, swung on, grounded over to short. Nice play by Wilbur Sanchez, fires the first in time. Four out number three. It's a 4-3 ground out for Quincy Hamilton. Halen Green gets us out of the top of the ninth inning. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back. It's rally cap time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bullweevils trail 5-4 to the Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, please do whatever you need to do here. The Piedmont Bullweevils are one run behind the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 5-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We need the rally caps here as La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez lifts the fly ball into center field, but it will be played by center fielder Jackson Hallmark. Oh my, I thought with one swing of the bat, we get a tie ball game. Nonetheless, one pitch, one out. F8 for Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard will now dig in with one out, nobody on. Bullweevils need one to tie, two to win here in the bottom of the ninth inning to avoid going down for the third straight game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. James Beard on the night, 0-for-3, three strikeouts. He does have a walk, though, back in the seventh. Beard takes the first pitch of the at-bat from Fraylin Garcia back out there for another inning of action. Pitches low, 1-0. Beard wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. He's got the white shooter sleeve on his right arm. 1-0 fastball is inside. Count now 2-0 on James Beard. Wes Kath on deck. Colson Montgomery is in the hole. If Beard can get on base here, would bring up Kath and perhaps Montgomery, two of the better hitters in the lineup for the Piedmont Bullweevils. 2-0 in there, called a strike one. A bit of a dropped strike there, however. Bullweevils trail 2-1. Trail 5-4, 2-1 count on James Beard. Garcia, second inning of action. Pitch number 23 on the night. 2-1 is low and outside. 3-1 now the count on the chef, James Beard. Wes Kath on deck. He's 2-for-3 with a walk tonight. Colston Montgomery will see his consecutive multi-hit game streak fall tonight. However, he does need a hit in some fashion. 3-1, grounded to short. Nice play by Leo's Danny Molina. Flips it on a spin over to first in time for out number two. Leo's Danny Molina is fired up, and rightfully so. Nice play at short by Molina. So now two outs. The Bull Weevils are down to their final out here. It is Wes Kath at the plate. Huge opportunity here for Kath. He is 2-for-3 on the day with a walk as well. Should the result hold, Fraylin Garcia will be credited with the win. Addison Coffey will get charged with the loss. Pitch is low to Kath on now 1-0 the count. Kath singled in the fourth and the sixth, walked in the seventh. His first at-bat was a pop-out to the catcher back in the first inning. 1-0 count, two outs. Here's a delivery to the plate. Swung on, lifted high, and foul down over near the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll do it again now at 1-1. It's been a great ball game here nonetheless. No matter what the result is, honestly, it's been a fantastic ball game here. The Bull Weevils have not had the lead as of yet, but a little bit of up and down drama all around. Pitch in the dirt now, 2-1 the count on Wes Kath. Again, Colston Montgomery awaiting on deck. Here in this bottom of the ninth inning, two outs, 2-1 count. Garcia delivers to Wes Kath. Swung on, grounded over to second. Loperfido will move to his left. Glove it, fire to first in time. And that's your ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers drop this one by a final score of 5-4. That is now the third straight loss for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark to these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So the best the Ballers will be able to do this series is gather a series split as Fayetteville comes in and wins all three of the first three games here in the series. Ballers drop this one. Final score is 5-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A couple notable performances, though, for both sides. Get you a bit of a game recap here as our post-game show here in the broadcast booth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, appreciate you tuning in here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. 2-for-4 night for Wes Kath with a walk as well. Colston Montgomery 0-for-3. He does lose his four game straight of multi-hit performances. Colston Montgomery tonight is 0-for-3. DJ Gladney 1-for-4 on the night. 0-for-2 night for Chase Krogman. He does get two walks though and does garner two runs on the evening. Benjamin Bailey multi-hit game 2-for-4 with a double, a triple, and two RBIs. Benjamin Bailey producing all around the lineup for Gamma Kiros and the Piedmont Bull Weevils tonight. On the mound for Kannapolis, Tommy Summer, 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. A lot of fours in that ledger for Tommy Summer. He will not get a decision, though. Garrett Shanley, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 5 punchouts. Addison Coffey comes in, had a great first inning, but he will get the loss tonight as the final two-thirds of his outing weren't too hot. 1 2/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Halen Green, 1/3 of an inning, nothing to his name. Again, Kannapolis dropping this one at 5-4. On the other side, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. How about the night for them? Molina, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Quincy Hamilton, 1-for-4 with a 2-run home run back in the third inning to open up the scoring here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Loferfito, 1-for-4. Victor Mascai, 2-for-4 with a home run in tonight's ballgame. And Freddie Guillamo, 1-for-4 with an RBI to his name. 4 pitchers used by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in tonight's ballgame. Rhett Koba, 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. He did go 3 1/3 innings of completely a perfect baseball before allowing a walk and a single to throw the perfect game off for Rhett Koba. Reyna, 2/3 of an inning, absolutely nothing to his name, but Fabricio Reyna does get 2/3 of an inning. Batista, everything kind of fell apart for Batista tonight on the bump. However, he gets away with a no decision. 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Fraylin Garcia will get the win in tonight's game. 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, and one strikeout. Final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark. Fayetteville takes this one 5-4 in a heartbreaker for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the Piedmont Bullweevils in tonight's Throwback Thursday action. Tomorrow night, we'll be back at it, 7 o'clock first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to grab your tickets. Come on out. Enjoy a beautiful night here with us. Brooks Goswan will get the start. He's 0-1 with a 5.85 ERA. The lefty on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers will go against Shea Berry, the righty for Fayetteville, 0-0 with a 4.50 ERA. From everyone here at the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark, everyone here in the press box, broadcast booth, Dan Helody here saying so long for now. Thank you, as always, for tuning in here on the MILB First Pitch app, as well as MILB.TV and the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action on every home game, even a couple of road games every now and then. And I will leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, as always, have a blast. So again, your final score tonight. Fayetteville takes this one 5-4. Plenty of baseball left, though, here this week. Hopefully we are able to catch you guys next time. Have a great one, everyone.